Richard, do you think the secret space program includes having bases on the moon?
Yes, I do, on the moon and on Mars. And I think that it includes having exotic science fiction-like technology, perhaps including a time travel and a fast and light travel component, or at the very least, an appreciable subluminal speed capacity now, which means maybe going half the speed of light or two-thirds the speed of light. In other words, I think that they can go real fast, maybe even bend space-time. And that's based on the comments that Ben Rich, who was director of Lockheed Skunk Works, made when he was speaking to an alumni engineering group in California back in the mid-1990s at UCLA, I believe. He said that we have the technology to take E.T. home. And when he said that, he showed a slide during his presentation that depicted a black saucer-like craft zooming upward through the Earth's atmosphere. And he also alluded on another occasion to having black budget UFO-like technology. So I don't think there's any question that it exists, and this parallel space program evidently has been ongoing for a long time. In fact, I believe it may have begun already back in the early 50s, as Bob Monroe alluded to me in Arkansas in 1981. And I'll tell you why. During the course of my research, as I said, I went deeply into the technical research, into the technical literature, as few people ever do. And I went back decades and combed through it very finely. I noticed that there was research being done into electrohydrodynamics and electrogravitics and things like that back in the 1950s. And about the mid-50s to early 60s, it all dried up and went away, such that I found virtually no mention of it in the literature after that. And I thought that was very puzzling. At the time, I thought, well, perhaps they made some breakthroughs and took it black so that you wouldn't find any more mention of it in the open literature. That remains my strong supposition to the present day. My guess is already back in the 50s, there was some breakthroughs made in flying saucer-style technology, and probably along with these new technologies, the engineers and scientists, physicists, what have you, discovered that when you work with the natural energies of the universe in a little different way than they had been to that point, that you warp or twist or bend or collapse space-time, and you can do funny things with it. It becomes malleable. So I suspect that this has been ongoing for a long time, and I think part of what Bob Monroe was trying to tell me is that the sacred geometry comes into play, that you're really working with the conscious framework of the universe at that point, of the cosmos, and that you have to do it in a reverential and respectful way, that it can't be forced. Maybe it can be, beguiled or seduced, if you will, but you can't force it in the sense that we do with so much of the technology we have now. So much of the technology we have now is violent and intrusive, explosive and destructive. We see it reflected in all kinds of ways in our society. And I think what he was telling me is there are different ways of getting things done by working with the actual life force of the universe in a spiritual sense, at a with a real sense of religious awe and respect and reverence. And I suspect that that's what was going on as a big part of what he was trying to tell me. And I think that you then have, we're living in a dream world, and we're not being told the truth about a great many things, including that. And my position is we should be. Moreover, we deserve to know. It's our planet. We live here. We have every right to know. I think we will know. I think a lot of this is on the verge of breaking open. We haven't heard the real whistleblowers yet. We will soon. One of the things that's keeping all of this quiet and under hush-hush control is this very criminal economic system we have. And that, too, is going to have to come to an end. In fact, it's ending now. We need a jubilee year, George, of forgiveness, of sweeping forgiveness of debt across the board. I mean, federal student loans, all of these corrupt debt instruments and financial instruments that have been rammed down people's throats, which are really fraudulent. People have been lied to by the major financial institutions on Wall Street, the big banks, the Federal Reserve. It's a massive Ponzi scheme. It is just criminal beyond belief. And they're not going to stop. They are the ones running the Ponzi scheme. They are the ones, frankly, stealing from us by the trillions of dollars. If it's going to come to an end, we, the people, are going to have to say, hey, you're robbing us. It's a national mugging is what it amounts to. It's a shakedown of the American people, and it's what's keeping this whole vile, and it is a vile circus going, and we're being played. I'm tired of being played, George.
Richard, I'm going to ask you to give us, you're not a predictor. I mean, you're not a prophetic person like that, but I'm going to ask you, based on the things you've investigated, to give us your predictions of the next 5 to 10 years.
Massive change in every sphere of human experience on this planet and in this country. Some of it will be very, very sudden and wide and dramatic in scope. Now, those can be bad, violent, evil, destructive, murderous events. They can also be magically enchanting, wonderfully uplifting, illuminating experiences. And we may find both. In fact, I expect both to happen. Some of the bad ones could include, I'm sorry, but these evil creatures that want to subjugate us all have a lot of nuclear weapons and their control, and by hook or by crook, I know the possibility exists that they can be used. I hope they won't be, but frankly, there's a very real possibility that could happen, perhaps including this year. If it does, I want people to keep in mind that they're going to be lied to about who did it and why, and just don't participate in it. I think the sanest thing that people can do is to withdraw their participation in this from this military insanity, whether it's nuclear war or so-called conventional war. And that's going to be one of the good things that's going to happen. In response to all of these wars and false flag terror events by the United States and by others too, people more and more are just going to reject war. They're more and more going to see through the lies and say, we're just not going to go and kill and be killed for you anymore. It's insane. We won't do it. We won't give our children up for this. We won't give our husbands up for this. And so you'll see people more and more turning away from warfare, and that'll be a good development for the human race.